money, 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 money,
money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, Motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them. No nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog. I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some. You are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle. Laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag. I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track and sound Chris style. You dudes bout to be out the game, 6-5. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got three hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up. You go do them little dishes.
Hey, Johnny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is. I'm always on top, I'm living on the limit. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Baby,
what's up?
We is both irritated, so tonight is a real focus show, focus and real fast. Don't feel no type of effing way, but we all human. We still gotta show off a little bit though. Welcome back, Truth.
But wait, check it out, right? Y'all might hear my son in the background because I really don't give a fuck tonight. I'm in my I don't give a fuck mode tonight. So y'all might hear him in the background. Y'all have to excuse it. I am.
Cairo is definitely welcome, you know what I mean, on the show tonight at the same time. I don't know what the fuck y'all gonna hear in my background. I might just start fucking in the background. I don't know. Y'all might just hear all types of shit. Who knows? I'm like in a mood where I need to feel better, like now. I need like some cocaine. Y'all might hear me snorting lines and shit. Like, you know, I don't do all that. But no, people, listen, people, we have to treat others the way we want to be speaking, or the way we have to be, all right, the way we want to be treated. I'm not drunk. I'm talking like I'm drunk. I'm supposed to be out partying and stuff, but y'all gonna see me next week. Shout out to everybody there on Suite 3238, doing it big. I put it out on my Facebook all crazy.
What's happening there?
What'd you say, boom?
I said, what's happening there?
Oh,
Oh, yeah. Oh, girl,
that's the free mechanical bull ride. All the promoters promoting it. ASAP, I seen you. Shout out to Nick Numbers. My favorite is Guy in the City. Yo,
wait,
Nick Numbers is a great dude. That's my homie. Like, I don't know. No, everybody else in the city, y'all know how y'all is. Y'all ain't got shit on my homies. Fuck it. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, girl, you missed it last night.
What I miss?
I was at the casino last night.
Uh-oh. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But, definitely, you missed. You supposed to come get me, damn it.
I was calling you. I was calling you, and you was supposed to have called me back. Remember, my phone, I lost my phone. Oh, y'all, I got
it. Wait a minute, you lost your phone when you went out yesterday?
No, I lost my phone on Sunday.
At my party last week?
No, Sunday that just passed.
Oh, okay.
I lost my phone on Sunday. This nigga got my phone. He told me he's going to give it back, y'all. If y'all know a way I can track my phone, I will beat the living fuck out this motherfucker because you lied to me and you don't lie.
Whoever, yo, on some real shit, the same shit happened to me years ago. Remember the Nextel church joints or whatever?
Yeah.
I left my joint in the back of my homie car or whatever, and I guess one of his dickhead nut ass friends felt it. So I'm going to tell you, this nigga negotiating with me all this shit. He gonna give me the phone back, all this other stuff. And then he was saying he was a rapper and shit too, all this other stuff. So he was like, he was gonna meet me to give me the phone back. So then I meet him down Clark's Park, south to Southwest, you know what I mean? Neutral place. My own girl sitting in a car and shit. Now let me tell you how this nigga talking all these circles. Then I had to say, well, wait a minute, where's my phone? He didn't even have my phone on him. And then I'm the crazy bitch. I was ready to just, like, kill him and shit. But I was like, you know what? It's just a phone. Mm-hmm. Let's let this dickhead go and not waste my time no more. Like, I just, I'm just done. And that's back when Nextel phones was the shit. Like, he was always getting chirps from my friends because my homies were saying they was chirping him and shit and looking for me or whatever, and this fucking idiot still, I wonder what happened to him. You know what I mean? Karma had to get him from this dirty ass
This shit, man, the dude, right, told me he would give me back my phone. Now I play anti-pirate. I went on the T-Mobile website and got the fucking number of who he was calling. So I'm calling the number that he calling. Like, look, this motherfucker got my phone, like,
you mean 4'11" private eye?
What?
You mean 4'11" private eye?
No, 5'4" private eye, bitch.
I thought he was 4'2", I'm sorry.
No, I'm not that short.
I know, go ahead, back to your story.
Yeah, so I called, like, this dude, like, he cool, though. He was trying to help me. He called his friend on the three-way, like, look, she need a phone back. He said, I'm going to give it back to her on Wednesday. Then he said he'll give it back to me today. All right, I've been calling my phone all day. He didn't turn the shit off. Like, only reason why I keep it on and I haven't turned it off by the phone company is because my important calls coming through that number. Like, that's just like my life. And this motherfucker got my shit and don't want to give it back to me. Like, I offered him I said, all I want is the SIM card, the memory card. You can have the phone. I even give you $50. Just give me them two.
He trifling.
Like,
whoever he is, he trifling.
Anybody in their right mind would have took that offer. All I want is the SIM card, the memory card, and you can have, and you get $50 too, and you can keep the phone. You getting the phone and $50?
People are trifling. Like, it's just disgusting. Like, they trifling. They're like a smelly fart, and they whole fucking everything is just disgusting. Like, that's just a shame. Like, that was the same thing I did. I forget what I offered the bull. It was so long ago. We talking about a Nextel church. But, like, people are disgusting. Like, I'll never forget when the first time I started getting my new phone stolen and shit and lost. I fucking lost it. Somebody, one of the young boys at my girlfriend's house fucking took it off the charger And then they sitting up there negotiating with me how they going to give me my phone back. I still ain't murdering them yet, but they going to die. Y'all ain't going to know I killed them because y'all ain't going to know who the fuck they are. But I'm waiting. My homie asked me the other day. He was like, you want to go get them guys? I'm like, I'm not ready yet. That's how crazy I am. I'll wait like 5 years to kill a bitch. Like, I don't even give a fuck. Like, I'll wait 80 years. I'm ready to kill this bitch. Damn, like, don't you have a fucking good life or whatever, or a long, horrible life full of karma because you're an asshole. But it's cool. I'll kill that guy, too. We don't have to talk about his name on air. And no cops. It's not evidence. They're going to die. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going to find anybody. Who gives a fuck? Just like the last guy. Fuck it. Like, it is what it is. People trifling.
Y'all know me. I'm a subtle type. I ain't that hype unless you take me that route. Yo, look, right, what the hell did you put the password in? You won't have to, can't even text me the password. I can't even get into the account right now, girl.
Won't you, go to your Facebook? I unbox it to you. All
right.
Yeah, go to your, inbox. I said it to you, but I guess you,
Look, I'm stressing right now, and I'm high up. I haven't been sleeping over. I have not been sleeping over 48 hours.
What is your Facebook name?
Huh?
I can't find you on Facebook.
Hey, y'all, truth teller, I have not been to sleep in over 48 hours.
That's no good. You gonna crash. Cocaine, just because it keeps you awake, you should not stay awake. You should go to sleep. You need your rest, you know what I mean? Like, cocaine will keep you awake for 80 hours and shit, but this stuff is going to get paid for them hours. Like, you have to go to sleep. What the hell? Send me a message, because FB is doing some strange shit right now.
FB be doing some strange shit for some change.
FB doing something real strange. It ain't getting no change. I saw it. It was out begging for quarters.
You so stupid. All right, wait. Y'all, I am so fucking high off my medicine and no sleep. 3 days of taking medicine and no sleep. Just little naps here and there, but no, like.
Oh, you sent me a message yesterday. Is this from yesterday? Oh, I remember this message. Now Facebook show up messages from years ago, from your whole joint or whatever.
I sent you a yo, I gotta change my work ethic to the president, but I'm just too lazy.
You stupid.
Yo,
I just text you to join.
I got it. Okay, here it goes.
All right,
I'm going to do that tonight. I'm going to change it
tonight. No. I know. Keep it as that. I like the new password.
I'm not talking about the password. I'm talking about my work profile. Like, we, like, really talking some shit.
Oh. Okay.
What
definitely, everybody also check out the show streaming live on knsradio.com. Shout out to Tamu, all of you, everybody who support Philly Shine Radio. It's a lot of great big things.
I forgot a letter. I forgot the D. I forgot the D.
Oh, see?
You didn't say D.
I did, too. You just don't listen.
I thought it was just I didn't hear the D. Yeah, we talking to code, y'all.
Freak.
Y'all would never find out what we talking about.
Yeah, we talking about the freak shit truth telling trying to do after we done the show, but I'm going to run this time. You're not going to catch
y'all.
Me out there.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all.
Yo. She be trying to dice me, y'all. Like, no. We show love and shit, you know what I mean? And definitely, I appreciate all the supporters. I'm on my Facebook now. Everybody who was checking out KNS Radio. He was playing Philly Shine Radio all day. We're going to actually do the marathon on Thursday because He's not going to play our show live. He's going to play it after the Big and Cheese show premieres. But you know,
oh,
we all love
Big and, oh, yo. You know, I'm not a hater or nothing, but I was listening to Ace Spitz on the Big and Cheese show. He did his song, I Hate Rap Music, I think that's the name of it, or I Hate Rappers, something like that.
Yeah, I Hate Rappers.
I was cracking up. It had.
Why?
Because I was dying. Because one dude said no, then one dude said yes, and they finally all voted yes, and I was just rolling, laughing.
You said what?
Well, we have a caller.
You said one dude did what?
One dude was laughing, but come on, let's see who the caller is.
Okay, okay.
All right, hold on, we have 267-579. Welcome to 267-579.
Hey, what's good? What's good? I'm fine. How you doing, Kira?
What's good? Who's this?
This is Cool Hands from Akadak Entertainment, the producer for Vinny Showboat.
Oh, okay. What's good, Cool? Oh, that's what's up. I appreciate you calling in.
What's good?
Yo,
what's good? I'm
saying producer.
Right. Yo, you did your thing and we got deals. I like you. I like you in that hostess tip, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I host it. Yeah, thank you. You gotta make sure you stay at all the events. I stay busy every week.
Most definitely, most definitely. You know, I had spread my business cards around and got a few artists that they wanted some production work done. You know what I mean? On the behalf of yourself and AFA, you know what I mean? So That's what's up.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, it's all about everybody working together, networking. I just had a showcase last Sunday.
It's about networking.
Huh?
It's about networking.
Yeah, you gotta come through. True Color, get his write his number down for us. We were gonna talk about lingerie and all this other shit.
Oh yeah.
We were going to talk about that, but for right now, I just want you to show off. You call on the show, so share with us your Facebook, your Twitter. What's the best way for anybody to be able to get in contact with you? Because that's what we do. Everybody works together. Get a chance to show off.
That's www.com, Reverb Nation. Actually, it's www.reverbnation.com/coolhands. Akadak Entertainment.
Spell it out. Spell out Cool Hands.
KOOLHANDZ.
Oh, so like my hands not hot, they cool hands, right?
Yeah, like cool hands. KOOL.
Why can't you be called hot hands? I like hot hands.
Because
I think that's a better name. We're changing your name right now, live on the air. It's like I'm joking.
Hold on, We married somebody on air last time, so I can change.
I think we could do name changes, right? Like blog. Yo, my one homie's an ordained minister. We gonna get him on the show next time because he's gonna perform marriages. Yes, we will have Philly Shy weddings coming soon to Oxygen.
Wow.
We're actually in a pretty bad mood.
We're
trying to make ourselves feel better.
Exactly, yeah. We on some black women angry piss shit, like, so we got a vet and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm looking forward
to my new
Have you ever pissed off a woman? Wait a minute, I got to ask you this question. That's the topic of the night. Have you ever pissed off a black woman?
No.
Good. All right, that's what's up. He's up here.
Yeah, we thought we were going to have to cut you. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I ain't no sister.
Oh, shit. He called us a sister. I like that. All right, well.
Yeah. Well,
really
honest, I'm looking forward to, providing a track for you and Vinny Showboat to get on.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely. I'm going to text your phone. As a matter of fact, why not come through my showcase May 1st? We started now before we start the showcase. I need a producer to bring through his original beats so that we can have a little cipher. Last month we had D. Jones Gates. It was crazy. Everybody really enjoyed it.
Hot.
Right.
It was hot, wasn't it?
Hot.
It was hot. It was hot.
Like they had this one fast beat they couldn't even go in on. They're like, no, that thing's too fast.
Yeah. It was the tune, though. We definitely show love, and I would look forward to you coming through. I definitely would look forward to my homie coming through. And like I said, tonight all we're talking about is Neil, because we're not talking about the sexiest lingerie you ever seen or like, took off a girl or whatever, a board never used. Like, we're just going to talk about lingerie in general. We'll save it for another day. Thursday, maybe. But no, this Thursday, I'm going to have a talented artist representing Philly. He lives out in L.A. now, so you know what I mean? Still repping his hometown, still thorough. You know how Philly people are. We just the best. I don't know no other. Nah, Jersey, we love you, Jersey. That's all I'm going to say. Delaware, keep doing what you're doing. New York, yeah, we like New York too. But, on some real shit, let's show off some Philly swagger. Shout out to Tamuka.
Late night is what I'ma do. Yeah, I'm back with them heaters. None of you niggas can see us. I'm about to flood the game. You can call me Rap Katrina. Same, that same old shit. Just a different day. I hear these niggas rapping, talking about they flippy, yay. My niggas put the mask on. That's how we play. Run up in they crib, take they shit and sell it round the way. Niggas don't know what they started. These streets, man, we both guard it. Running your lip and have me pulling my fifth, and I don't plan on missing my target. Shitting on them, no toilets. Throw them out, they garbage. At the end, you gon' see that me and G, we go to Harlem.
These niggas need them down. They better move. Get they head cracked. Put on a new. This nigga need an ounce. His homie needs some blues. That's how we go down on the night.
To my homeboy, to move, and G Stacks, the wheelchair bully. Yes, in a wheelchair, bullying bitch ass niggas. No, that's my heart. You know what I mean. Fuck with G Stacks. Shout out to G Stacks and all the artists whose music I play on the show, who come out and support the showcases. Like, you're definitely important. And just added to May 1st is Rob Dillinger and Mischief, craziest teen fucking female phenom, fucking male, big nigga, and his baby girl is so too.
My bad, I'm here, but I'm not here.
Yeah. I met his daughter today because they live in my dad's neighborhood. I was down my dad's way. My phone.
Who you see? What I miss?
Huh?
I said, what I miss?
Now I was talking about Rob Dillinger's beautiful daughter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Rob Dillinger, that's my little nigga.
Yeah, homie. That's my nigga right there. We was talking about, you know what I mean, different things that people have going on and on some real shit. Like, I'm just not a half-assed person. I get astonished when people even try to, I get confused, I'm going to say, when people even try to think, oh, I'm just trying to do something half-assed. Because I'm just be looking at them like, huh? Like, how do you even do shit half-assed?
Oh, my
it's
God.
My fucking ass. How about that? Like, y'all motherfuckers, people who want to do shit half-assed and who want to scam and do shit, I'm going to say this to you. You're a punk, bitch-ass motherfucker because if you was really about it, you wouldn't have to sneak and do it. So that's about it. Yeah, basically, punk-ass motherfuckers. Just show love to my boy, Samu Jones, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody who calling in, everybody listening online in the chat room. Like I said, tonight we're going to have one of those shows where me and Miss Truth tell an event. I'm going to do a lot of venting, too, because I've got some shit off my chest. You know what I mean? Maybe I could bust a gun off a little bit. You know, when you do want to get stuff off your chest, when you can lick a few shots up in the air, it's always good. Or even in the face. Shoot him in the face, man. Where is my Mina at? I miss her. Yo. Mina, you've been MIA for a while. I'm about to set her ass up on the book or something because I feel like that's unfair. I need my fix, gal. Where's my swordfish? She know what I'm talking about. Y'all don't know. Y'all don't know that.
You have issues.
No, ain't that wrong. Swordfish is a healthy meal, gal. Janus makes it good. But besides that, all next week, you know, let's focus. All next week, we're going to be playing music from a talented artist who's going to be performing at May 1st Diamond Spotlight. Diamond Edition. It's going to be crazy. Curtis Starr, Lance Donna, Blood Money ENT, headlining. Of course, BMG, Black Music Group, will be in a building. Shout out to Dirty Boy. You know what I mean? Hold this thing. We're going to have a little meeting, get some shit popping tomorrow. Talking about some future plans we have. Motherfucking. And I really, really look forward to showing my love to this artist I just met named Big DZ. He came through March 27th when we did the event with EA, Back to Bases, WorldRapTV.net. Shout out to you, boss. Everybody was in the building. But Big DZ was killing it. I actually took one of his lines the other day. I had to put on my Facebook status because it was just, like, so on point. He was like, I'm gangster. I don't bring an extra clip. Like, I just thought that was, like, the hottest line of the year. Like, I really be thinking like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers talk about something I emptied and reloaded and had to shoot again. That means you don't have no aim, bitch ass. So, just to break it down, world gangsters don't need extra clips. So, that shit efficient. Shooting real fast and all bullets count. Make your bullets count. Like, why a person even shoot if they can't? I don't know. Back to the story. We talking about Big DZ, crazy, real thorough nigga. He actually gave me some shit for free. I appreciate it. It smelled good, you know what I mean? Actually wearing the stuff now, showing love. But he's going to be one of the first artists I'm going to be interviewing who's going to be performing at Diamond Spotlight First Sunday Music Event. Also, I got to show love to BMG, crazy. I got to show love to my homeboy, Knowledge, Lights Out Entertainment. He just sent me some crazy music. I really, 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 really look forward to showing love and playing his music. It's a couple female R&B singers who's coming through Diamond Spotlight, too. I'm going to wait, because we got all going on the promo. Y'all know how I get down.
for Show Love. And we also have a poet that's going to be coming through. So she's going to do a little intermission for us. But it's so much to talk about.
You want
to
let me do a poem?
Am I going to let you do a poem?
Of course.
Are you going to do it?
I'll think about it.
You are such a slut. What type of shit is that? You gonna let me do a poem? You like, I'll think about it. You can fucking suck, okay? I'm just gonna say that out loud so everybody can hear it and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? You effing suck balls. Take them out of your mouth. Stop sucking.
But I gotta show love to another artist. You know what I mean? Last week he definitely showed love. Did his thing on the stage, Young Von. And at the same time, he's like, yo, who's the Culture Boys? I got to network with them. I got to really get some shit popping with them. You know what I'm saying? And he also was like, who's Mir Malik? Like, he got his shit. Like, it's a lot of people who show love in my events. I don't have events where people think that they could, I don't know. Nobody's on a high horse. We all ride together, you know what I'm saying? Like, them high horse motherfuckers is the ones that get cussed out by me and made feel real bad. And on some real shit, if I got to talk to you like you ain't shit or whatever, what does that mean, true talk? Does that mean they shit or they ain't shit? I say that they ain't shit. I guess we must have lost true talk again. But at the same time, that type of shit
here,
is boring. Like, I'm tired of seeing that shit when I go out. Like, people think they can check you and they so much better than you. Like, nah, you ain't shit. Like, fuck out of here. Let me see how many Facebook fucking gangsters can really attest to doing some real shit. You really can't, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, it is what it is. But back to what I was talking about before. We showing love this Thursday, you know what I mean? We got a Manly Man night. We're going to be showing love to my homeboy. You can find him on Twitter, Q_TD, a Black Wall Street recording artist, you know what I mean, doing his thing, TD. Find him on YouTube, TD. Period G period BWS. You know what I mean? Real talented artist. You could definitely check out the his record, Super Bad. I'm about to open up the door. As soon as I finish playing this Young Von track, I'm gonna figure out this link. I was supposed to comment on it earlier, but I'm gonna get that door popping now. And share with you guys. Because this Thursday, I'm going to be showing him all.
Yeah, yeah. Young. I'm so fire. They know who it be. When I step in the building, they notice me. Yeah, they know what it is. Mr. Everywhere you go, we handle with biz. They ain't like me then, but they wanna like me now. Deuces. Used to knock your boy, now they wanna show a smile. Deuces. First off, niggas know who it is. Young Vine, King of Philly, I be on my shit. You should know that I don't trust nobody. Dude's fake, and my baby mom's so grimy. I did everything, I really had your back. You so familiar, my family, what type of love is that? I swear to God, this bitch is the biggest hypocrite. Used to be ugly, now I'm the one they wanna get with. What's the difference now? I got a couple dollars, couple record labels trying to give me a holler.
Really you.
Bitch, your words useless, trying to chuck the deuces, stupid. They know who it be. When I step in the building, they notice me. Yeah, they know what it is. Mr. Everywhere you go, we handle with biz. They ain't like me then, but they wanna like me now. Deuces. Used to knock your boy, now they wanna show a smile. Deuces. Young move like a soldier move. On point, so watch the way you approaching, dude. And they know that they not on my level. They just know when I'm the shovel. They got wins and I got medals. And they know that I be on my grind. Everybody wants you when you get a little shine. Couple years ago, they ain't pay me no mind. So I throw the deuces, join 11 and all 11. They know who it be. When I step in the building, they notice me. Yeah, they know what it is. Mr. Everywhere you go, we handle with this. They ain't like me then, but they wanna like me now. Deuces, 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 deuces. To knock your boy, and they want to show a smile. Do sis, do sis, do sis, do sis.
Gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag. I don't need approval, the definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track and sound crisp style. You dudes about to be out the game, 6-5. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause Biddy suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got three hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
He done, he fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they cop to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top. I'm living on the lid, I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out. Come out.
Like I'm in that Philly.
Uh-oh.
I don't want shit. Don't even try to bill me. You feel me?
Uh-oh, he going in tonight. We love it. We love it. Hey, 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 what's good with you?
What time the show over?
It's about to be over.
Whatever time we feel like making it over.
Yeah, because we had bad nights tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's time for me to
Demel, what you got on my cell phone?
I got seven
dudes. Demel to get you a cell phone. You said what?
I got 7 digits, 1 through 7, all the way to heaven.
You know what?
Oh, Demel, can you take me to heaven since you
he
got
be having
one?
That old school pimp talk when he talks to you. That's a shame. Demel, we got to get you some 2011 slang. You got to just tell a girl, gargle my nut.
I got something. I got a lot of stuff to say to a woman.
Like what?
It just got to be that woman, baby. You know what I'm saying? Because me and her are going to just be like twins. We're going to look just like, always
but
look
wait,
fine.
Aren't you married?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, he is. I married him myself.
Give me.
I'll see you Saturday.
No, okay, that's good. I'm about to go see her on Twitter or whatever. She mentioned me earlier.
Who?
His wife.
Oh, his wife? Oh, yeah, we got
Carmel Desire.
Yeah, I got to see what she look like. But in fact, Demel, how come you ain't my friend on Facebook, Demel? What the hell? What the hell, Demel? You ain't my friend on Facebook. What the hell? What the hell?
I don't know your name on Facebook.
What's my name?
Truth Teller.
Yes. You can always look me up through Honest Page. Believe that.
Oh, I'll be on Honest Page. Believe that.
And I'll be posting on Honest Page, and I don't see you. Do not make me touch you, Demel.
Look, when I'm looking for Honest, I know to find her on her page. Thank you.
Okay, look, matter of fact, I'm going right here, right now, and I'm about to add you. Here you go. What is your name, and how do you spell it?
X with the S with the Q, U A D D J C E O. And that is the truth if you don't even know. Oh.
How about I spell squad wrong? I am so high off this medicine.
And my name ain't Tommy, but
hold on
I can
second.
Keep it.
Y'all hold on 1 second. I got to take care of something.
What's up,
Anne?
Yo, lay down right now.
Oh, yeah.
Good night.
Pretty much.
How you
good
doing?
Night.
What's up right here?
Oh, yeah, Demel, you got
to get myself situated for the night.
We got a party. We got a party for your husband.
For Looney Tunes? I don't know why it's giving me such a hard time loading up that Lauren London again, but... We gonna get that shit popping, and definitely gonna show some love to my boy. But like I said, I'm actually gonna call you, Demel, on the side because we got shit to talk about. But getting excited about having TD on my show this Thursday. Like I said, everybody, please check him out on Twitter at Q_TD, and we gonna show some love. You gotta say what you wanna say as far as a good night, Miss Truth Teller, my boo.
Well, we ended the show already, damn.
Yes.
Man, I wanna just rant and rave some more.
You wanna rant and rave?
Yeah.
I gotta actually find out where the hell this artist is so I can get these dang ones.
Hold on, Demel, you from Chester?
Yes, I be. You know that you found me.
Yay! Okay, wait. You
want to
rhyme?
Yeah, I want to rap. Yeah, I want, phones. Stacks on stacks on stacks. Stacks on stacks on stacks.
you make sure you treat my truth teller real fast. You might be tripping real
great. I'm on a Philly shine. Messing with them dimes. Take me out around Looney Tunes all the time. We hit that club on that bud with caramel. Yeah, we get fucked up. Stacks on stacks stack on the Philly shine. Stacks on stacks on stacks on the Philly shine.
Let me click on your friends and see what she look like.
She look like a regular
yeah,
woman.
Bro. Shut up. I will fight you, Demi. I will fight you.
That's what's wrong with them Philly girls. Always want to fight somebody. Just like my mama. Always want to fight somebody.
Are you eating my gummy worms? Yo, you better take yourself to sleep. Yo, Devon, you want a 2-year-old? Huh? I can mail him to you. Eating my
goddamn
gummy worms. I don't
play. Worms. Huh? You don't play? I don't do nothing.
You don't do kids?
I don't have none.
Oh, you
want to see
you out? Nope. Come on.
If it ain't from me, I don't want to buy nobody else's kids.
Why not?
Ain't
you come with a case of diapers and several bottles of Pediasure.
I changed diapers. Ones that can't use the bathroom, the handicap.
Yeah, my son is like that.
Oh, okay.
Yo.
Yo.
His name is Samuel Desire, right?
Yes.
How come I can't find her?
Tina.
Huh?
Simmons. Tina Simmons.
X-Squad. DJ's Models.
Yes,
Tina
ma'am.
Marie Simmons, X-Squad, DJ. Oh, goodness.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I got it now. She was on the top of your page.
She always posting on that thing, too.
Let me see. I'm going to request Looney Tunes. I'm so tired. Who else?
How was your day?
Huh?
How was your day?
It was shitty because I lost my phone. You got my phone. He won't return it, but you answer my phone. Like, you won't answer my calls or nobody that called me. My doctor called and I needed that call, so, you know, I'm kind of, you know, pissed off. Because you told me you
right.
couldn't take my phone. But then I told you can keep the phone. All I want is hello?
Yes.
My bad. Her phone hung up.
Oh, okay.
Do you hear my background? You hear my background. My 2-year-old just woke up my baby. I'm about to kill my son. Yo, get in the bed. Like, this is like a special ghetto version of Philly Shine Radio.
Yeah,
They definitely know I'm not normally like this. My kids.
With truth teller and the big kids.
What? What you just say?
Truth teller and her baby kids.
No, we don't do that. No, we don't do that. You know, you're about to get cut. You're about to get cut.
I got cut before.
You got cut before? Was it deep?
It was from sports.
Huh?
It was from sports.
I'm going to cut you. I'm going to cut you with a dull butter knife, a plastic one. Cut you deep.
You real violent tonight. What's up?
Did I just tell you, my phone is gone. I don't have my phone, all my contacts, all my pictures of my kids.
That ain't my fault because you got punked for your cell phone.
I didn't get punked for my cell phone. First of all, it fell out my bag because my bag broke. The zipper on my bag broke. It ain't my fault.
Well,
that's what I said. So what you got on my bag, Demel? But you got on my phone, too, Demel.
But you just married me, so that means if I help another woman, that's like cheating.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You're just trying to get over on me.
No, I'm not. I'm being honest.
Trying to get over on me? What you think? You can't do that to Key. Key will straight up just cut you. I can't even keep with the rhyme. Oh, my God. I'm so high off this medicine.
Maybe you need to go to sleep with the kids.
I ain't been asleep in over 48 hours.
Well, that's what the problem is.
I'm stressing about my phone. Hold on a second. Where is she at? She's going to make me have to call her back.
What kind of who you with?
T-Mobile.
Oh yeah, good luck. If you had a Metro, you could have got a phone for $20.
No, I got T-Mobile. I'm gonna go straight up. Like I said, he can have the phone. All I want is my fucking SIM card and my memory card. And I was going to give him the phone and $50. All I want is my memory card and my SIM card.
And what did he say?
He won't answer the phone. Like, don't you think that's a good-ass deal?
You know who he is?
No, I don't know who he is.
Well.
But I know who his friend is. Hold on, Demel. You hold on 1 second. Are you going to hang up or are you going to hold on for me?
I'm about to hang up.
All right, I might as well just end the show then.
All right, player. I'm about to request. I meant accept your request, player.
Player.
Truth teller
is in the building. All right, Demel, nice talking with you. I'm gonna cut Ines for you.
This been the Ines Five Show on the Philly Shine Show with Truth Teller, and we don't tell no lies on the Ines Five Show.
Truth Teller with my badass background, you know, co-host, my son. But all right, Demel, I gotta go. I gotta, you know, make a couple other phone calls. So, So, you know, I don't know. Since you're married now, I can't say your number and mess with you because I ain't got my phone.
Goodbye.
Bye, Demel. Good night, everybody.